The upper level low that brought us clouds and showers yesterday has moved far enough east to lose its grip on our weather as we start the new work week. High pressure will be building in, and that'll bring us plenty of sunshine and pleasant conditions today and tomorrow. Anywhere that saw rain yesterday may see some patchy, dense fog forming in the morning. That'll mix out quickly, though, leaving us with a very pleasant day. High temperatures should make it to near 80 degrees in the valleys, but be held up in the 70s for everyone else. Tuesday looks to remain dry as we may see an increase in the clouds due to some storms upstream. After a cool and comfortable start in the 50s to Tuesday, the temperatures should rise into the 80s region-wide. High pressure will begin to slide off to the east Tuesday night. That'll bring in a southerly flow of air and rising heat and humidity levels for the rest of the week. From Wednesday through the end of the week, it's looking hot and humid with a daily chance of showers and thunderstorms. A warm front looks to move through the region late Wednesday into Thursday. That'll likely be the catalyst for some showers and storms with some very heavy rain, and the associated cold front will move through the region with another round of showers and thunderstorms on Friday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the upper Midwest into the central plains, a marginal risk of severe storms surrounding the slight risk from the upper Midwest into the southern high plains, and a marginal risk of severe storms from the lower Mississippi Valley eastward into the Carolinas. Widely scattered to scattered severe storms will be possible from the upper Midwest southward into portions of the central plains. More isolated severe storms will be possible over the lower Mississippi and Tennessee Valley region east into the Carolinas. An upstream trough digs southeastward from the Gulf of Alaska. A vigorous upper low over the Pacific Northwest is forecast to move east-northeastward across the northern plains tomorrow, reaching the North Dakota and Canadian border by the end of the day. This will result in a surface low initially over North Dakota, lifting northward and occluding over the Canadian prairie provinces. The northern portion of a cold front extending southward from the low is expected to move eastward more rapidly than the southern portion of the front, with the boundary extending across eastern Minnesota, southeastern Nebraska, and southwestern Kansas by the morning. The front is expected to provide a primary focus for strong to severe convective development, although residual outflow boundaries, air mass modification associated with the morning convection will also impact subsequent storm areas. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, it'll be mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s and a north wind around 10 miles an hour. In Boston, patchy drizzle and fog in the morning, otherwise cloudy and becoming mostly sunny with a high near 75. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 82 degrees with a record of 98 set in 1936. Normal minimum temperature is 61 degrees with a record of 48 set in 1986. Sunrise and sunset data for today, July the 11th, 2016. Sunrise coming at 5:28 a.m. and sunset at 8:34 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Patchy fog in the morning, otherwise sunny with a high in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny with highs in the low 80s today, and tonight partly cloudy with some patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly sunny today, a high in the upper 70s, and tonight partly cloudy, then becoming mostly cloudy overnight, lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, patchy fog in the morning, otherwise mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s, and tonight partly cloudy with patchy fog after midnight, lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s, and tonight partly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Tuesday, partly sunny and warm with highs in the low and mid-80s. Mostly sunny and hot for Wednesday, highs in the mid-80s to low 90s. Thursday and Friday, partly sunny, hot with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s and low 90s for Thursday, and the mid-80s to near 90 for Friday. Mostly sunny and nice on Saturday with highs in the low and mid-80s, and partly sunny and nice with highs in the low and mid-80s for Sunday. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.